Okay.
I think this is good. This is negotiations at the University of West Florida between the United Faculty of Florida and the University of West Florida chapter of the UFF. It's February 27th, 2018. That's what
let's
we
go,
do.
We can just say our names.
Go let's ahead. Say our names then. Okay, I'm Mark Matamore.
Dan Lucas.
Kim LaDuff.
Baron Dickinson.
Remy Goujon.
Daniel Pace.
John Fink.
Enid Siskin.
Dean DeBoe.
Right, Amin.
Great. So, welcome.
Welcome. We've missed it. We've been bored.
That's right.
I find myself haggling and negotiating in the grocery stores and on the street, parking lot. It's just, we've got, I know it's shocking, a stack of stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Do you have anything, Mike, that you wanted to start with?
No. No, it sounds like if you have a stack of stuff, then let's get to it.
Previously, what we had done for the reopeners, the process that we use, because each team identifies two articles. Mm-hmm. Previously, we had each written down our selected articles independently, revealed them simultaneously. There was a understanding that if the articles duplicated in any way, that there would not be additional articles to open up.
Okay.
Is that a process you guys are okay with, or do you have a different suggestion?
Yeah, no, that's fine with us. Although we reserve the right to open two articles, we have not decided which two we wanted. We're still going through the process of looking at a few of them.
Yeah.
To land on two. So I think we'll probably have to put that exercise.
That's fine. Yeah, but the process is okay with you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. The other thing, too, connected to that, in our language, we haven't printed the contracts yet. That's why we have this. In the amendment and duration, it says that the parties can mutually agree to open additional articles if needed. And so we had talked about that a little bit last time for instructor lecturer promotions that may touch on other articles, and we're happy to open those.
Okay. Good.
Depending on how that negotiation goes.
Okay.
Also, we, and again, that remains our central focus for this reopener.
Instructor lecturer series.
You know, a short, very short summary of kind of where we stand on that from our point of view is, you know, we've previously taken steps to negotiate different possible implementations of that. We talked about it as a growth or extension of the multi-year contract structure that's already in place, of using that as the base. We discussed it as putting forward a potential promotion file more in line with the promotion structure for tenure line faculty. And you all last time brought up or discussed it as potentially framing it on as a rotating evaluation with compensation like the SBE, right? You know, we're flexible on any of those paths. You know, as long as, you know, of course, it's rewards meritorious performance and provides, you know, a vision for a long-term financial viability for our instructor and lecturers. So that's kind of where we stand, I think, on that. I think where we left off is that you all were going to put forward the next proposal on that, I think.
Okay.
Is that?
I don't have that. I need to circle back and have a conversation with people at the university about what we're going to do with that.
Okay. One thing we need also to have on tape, the Faculty Senate right now is looking at potentially joining the tuition exchange. It's a national tuition exchange consortium. There's about 600 schools that are in it. It's a private industry. And it's essentially a scholarship program. Like we agree, the university agrees to give scholarships to other schools and to other dependents of other member programs, and conversely, our students get dependents would potentially get scholarships at other universities. We've reviewed that with our lawyers. We think it's simply a permissive subject to bargaining, not a mandatory subject of bargaining. We have no interest in bringing that into bargaining. The university can join that at their will.
Okay, that's interesting. Thank you, John.
Yeah, so that's we're fully supportive of that.
Okay.
We just wanted to make Faculty Senate had questions about that, so we wanted to make sure that was on tape.
Good. All right, good.
And other Florida institutions are
members of this.
Yeah, UF and UNF and New College are all members. There's nothing in their benefits article about
membership. That's right.
I
know UF is a member, and I know there's it's not in their contract.
So. Let's see. Printing of the contract, we're still waiting on that.
I'll inquire into that.
Yeah, I know Brian Whitney was looking at that, so that's something we're still waiting on. And we do have a proposal. Since benefits and salary are already open, are automatically open, we have a benefits proposal for something to talk about, because it's fun.
Phased retirement.
Phased retirement, right? One of the things we've been looking at over break is phased retirement. We think that it is an underutilized benefit and a benefit that could, by revising it, could be mutually beneficial to the university and to faculty. The problem with the benefit now, the way that phased retirement works, is that a faculty member retires, right? But they have to be 63 or younger. And then over a process of time, they transition to half-time for half pay up to 5 years. They move out of unit, right? So this creates benefits for the university in that it helps, you know, create a smooth transition. It opens up a line. It particularly has benefits for the faculty member in that, you know, they're able to transition out in a smooth fashion. Now, the problem with the benefit currently is we're essentially experiencing that effect of adverse selection, right? Right now there's a cap that if you're 63 or older, you cannot use this benefit. Once you turn 63, the eligibility disappears. And so the goal of that, I would imagine when that language was put in, was to incentivize people to retire earlier and to get them, you know, kind of moving through the system. Unfortunately, it's had the opposite effect in that from our conversations with faculty, we're talking with a lot of people who would love to go into this program now. They say, I'm ready for this, you know, they're 68, 70 years old, but they're not ready to fully retire yet, and they no longer have access to this benefit. You know, so we think that there is a good possibility for both members, and what we propose is striking that age requirement limit, right? So right now, it says the eligibility will expire on the faculty member's 63rd birthday. We're just striking that language about expiration. And what we would be willing to negotiate on that, if you look, the vesting period is actually very short. It's like a 6-year vesting period. We think that this would be a benefit for, you know, rewarding long-term faculty, because it's right now it just says 6 years of credible service. So that's a place where we have room to run. We would be certainly willing to look at an extended vesting period for that. Yeah.
No, I have nothing to do with that other than it affects me. The work. In 2 weeks, I'll be 63. I'm at the peak of my research. The dean just gave me 3 years reduced teaching to pump out articles, include many students and faculty as co-authors. I married late in life because of my own circumstances. I have 2 teenage daughters. So for me to retire now, I had nothing to do with writing this, is completely wrong, and be great by being distinguished university professor to at least consider some of us like to serve the university, but still be allowed to gracefully sort of leave. It'd be wonderful if there is a way, because right now it's either yes or no. I talk to my wife, can I retire? No. And it's like,
This is on tape.
And I'm a real person, so you know it really, I'm sure I'm not the only one. It'd be wonderful if I can say, well, give me 5 years, dean, so-and-so. Let me do more papers for you, for the college, for the university. Let me pump out all those students to PhD programs. But then, maybe I'm 68. Maybe give me 67, whatever it is. Maybe let me slowly phase out so I can gracefully retire. It'd be wonderful.
There's also a couple interesting things too, is that when you move into phased retirement, you move into OPS funding rather than E&G funding. And so it technically opens up that line, right? So there could be salary savings. There's no requirement for the university to immediately rehire in that line, right? Although they could, right? They might want to rehire in that line. So it's, you know, there's potential salary savings within that. You know, so we think, I don't think the stuff has been dusted off in years. So we were going back and looking over it and think that there's some possibilities here.
Okay. True legacy language that's been around since
before. Yeah. Some people live shorter lives.
Oh, and also, both pension program and investment program faculty can participate in this. They can only do one, though. The pension people, if they do drop, they can't do phased retirement, right? And we can't make really any changes to drop because it, you know, state run. But this is in the contract.
Right, right. Yeah, I've always heard that this was sort of a robust program until DROP came along, and then sort of most people looked at the DROP option as being more beneficial. So, stopped going to phased.
But we can't use, but that's for that narrow pension group, right? You know, the investment group can't use DROP. Plus, I would also imagine that was at a time when people were. It's easier to retire at 63 because you have the same cap on the age limit at DROP too. I think there's fewer people using it, both DROP and phased as the world changes.
We'll certainly look into this.
Okay. Do you know, Mike, of any other schools that have made changes to this that phased requirement?
You know, the only I think some universities have come to the table to ask to have it removed. Because they just didn't want to get into the optional or the phased anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I think that, to be perfectly honest, I think in most of those negotiations, when we got to a point where we looked at the number of people who were actually in either phased or optional, there were so few that we were like, we don't even have to fight this because we have two people.
Or yeah, right.
So,
but there might be more if the age were higher. You know, I'm not sure at 61 or 2, a lot of people are ready to go retire.
Yeah, I bypassed DROP, for example, because I was not ready for DROP.
Well, we can certainly tell you that from our conversations with faculty, there is a robust group of faculty who would love to move into a phased retirement program now. I mean, and we're top heavy across the university in aging faculty who aren't ready to retire, but they can't move into either of these programs.
Okay.
So that's there's certainly a demand from what we hear from faculty for.
Kim, Daniel, do you have any questions about this?
No.
Okay.
You still have to stay out a year.
Yes, yeah, and then all the state requirements about, you know, that connected to it would still apply, of course.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think that's everything we have. We had planned wanted to have a short consultation after about non-bargaining things, but that's everything we have, except for scheduling. Unless you guys had anything or want to take a caucus.
Do you want to make a call? I think we're good.
Okay.
It's my mind reading.
Any news in the legislature? Anything that we just keep our eye on?
You know, all right, I can't say it on tape.
Oh.
So, I'll tell you.
Okay. So does that conclude the bargaining session?
Well, I was going to say I think we could meet more frequently going forward, but maybe the next time we meet, if we could have 3 weeks,
because
we want to make these as productive as possible.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so we know that I think within 3 weeks we'll be able to land on
that's great.
You know what we're going to reopen. Maybe
that's great.
Responses
that's fine.
To some things.
Yeah. That
so
sounds good.
Maybe if you want to look at that dates, we can look at dates.
Sure.
Is here. Is Tuesday a good day?
Tuesdays are fine. Mm-hmm. I kids are back in school, so just any time in the morning is okay. I can arrange.
Except for the third Tuesday of the month when I have my faculty meeting at 10 o'clock.
We have to remember the only person that can change the schedule, guys, just one man.
Well,
one person. Otherwise, we'll never make, when we have 10 people trying to come up when we're all clear, so.
3 weeks is the week of March 19th, I think.
Yeah,
is that right?
That's
spring
break?
Yeah.
Is it spring
that
break
That might
then?
Be spring break, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's the week after spring break.
Good.
Okay, it's the week after. After that's after spring break. Yes,
it depends on your county.
Yeah.
Santa Rosa is that week.
For kids?
Yeah.
Kids.
Okay. I won't be here.
We're kid friendly.
I physically won't be here.
Okay.
The week after that, I have a hearing that's scheduled. This hearing is scheduled for 5 days. A perk hearing scheduled for 5 days. But I can't believe it'll go 5 days. If it goes 5 days, I'll
go to phase retirement.
I'll go into phase.
There you go.
So I could probably cross my fingers and give away one of those days.
Again, it's just
okay.
Unless you want to.
Is it one of our perk hearings?
unless we could do the 19th or 20th, but we don't have Danny.
Okay. I can be here on the 20th.
Can.
I thought you said you were going to be out of town.
On the 19th.
Oh.
So the 20th is a
20th
Tuesday.
20th is fine.
The 20th is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you have...
You said
I have a faculty meeting from 10 to 11. So I could do it at 11 or 9.
I could do it at 11 or 9. 11 for those who drive.
Yeah, 11. Yeah. We'll do the 20th at 11. Sounds great.
Yeah.
And it gives you a good reason to get out of the faculty meeting.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
And make it 10:30, and I'll even leave earlier.
10:15.
Yeah.
You gotta walk across campus.
11 on the 20th sounds great to me. And we'll touch base with Tom.
All right, I'll figure out a location.
Okay.
And send up the notice.
So we're going with the 20th at 11. Is that what you said?
Is that okay with you, Dan?
Beautiful.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be in Seattle. I'll be thinking of you.
Okay.
Where are you
going? Seattle.
Sea Island.
Seattle. Washington. Seattle.
No, Seattle.
I'd rather go to Seattle.
Giving a talk there next day.
Good.
Okay. We done it?
Thank you.